Today's message may be the most urgent word you'll hear all week. Ezekiel 22 exposes a nation in systemic sin, no one willing to stand in the gap. Yet God is still searching for someone who will intercede, confront compromise, and defend biblical values in our state. Are you willing to be that person? Let's dive in. Welcome to the Washington Defender Daily Devotional. I'm your host, Pastor Brian Noble, CEO of Family Policy Institute of Washington. That's FPIW.org or FPIWaction.org. Hey, I hope you are having a fabulous day as we dive into God's Word in just a few moments. It's Old Testament Tuesday. It's one of my favorite days to dive into God's Word, especially the Old Testament, and just look at what He has to say to us. So on Tuesdays, we're going through the book of Ezekiel. All the rest of the week, we're going through the book of Romans. So we are in Ezekiel chapter 22. And if you're enjoying this series, I want to encourage you to subscribe, like, share, comment. And if you're in that Washington Defender app, place this inside of your huddle. Some people have said, why do I need to be in the app? Well, we give you a lot of practical tools to take practical action in the public square. And so whether it's register your position on a bill or contact your legislator or pray for the governor, whatever it might be, we have all that inside of the Washington Defender app. So download that today in the Google Play or Apple App Store. It's Washington Defender, and it's a great app. And there's a lot of great of our strategic partners inside there, a lot of great resources, a lot for you to grow in the things of God and in the public square. Also, if you're a financial supporter of FPIW or FPIW Action, thank you so very much for your generosity. It really does help us keep the Word of God going out all across Washington State. So let's dive into Ezekiel chapter 22. And we are going to start in the first verse in just a moment, but let me give you the big idea for today. God exposes systemic sin, applies refining judgment, and looks for someone to stand in the gap, yet finds no one. So let's talk about the bloody city. And it is exposed in Ezekiel chapter 22, verses 1 through 16. Then the word of the Lord came to me saying, "And you, son of man, will you judge the bloody city, then cause her to know all her abominations? You shall say, thus says the Lord God, a city shedding blood in her midst, so that her time will come, and that makes idols contrary to her interest for defilement. Yet you have become guilty by the blood which you have shed, and defiled by your idols which you have made. Thus you have brought your day near and have come to your years. Therefore I have made you a reproach to the nations, and a mocking to all the lands. Those who are near and those who are far from you will mock you, you of ill repute, full of turmoil. Behold, the rulers of Israel, each according to his powers, have been in you for the purpose of shedding blood. They have treated father and mother lightly within you, the alien they have oppressed in your midst, the fatherless and the widow they have wronged in you. You have despised my holy things and profaned my Sabbaths. Slanderous men have been in you for the purpose of shedding blood, and in you they have eaten at the mountain shrines. In your midst they have committed acts of lewdness. In you they have uncovered their father's nakedness. In you they have humbled her who has unclean in her menstrual impurity. One has committed abomination with his neighbor's wife, and another, look at this, has lewdly defiled his daughter-in-law, and another in you has humbled his sister, his father's daughter. In you, they have taken bribes to shed blood. You have taken interest in profits, and you have injured your neighbors for gain by oppression, and you have forgotten me, declares the Lord. Behold, then I will smite my hand at your dishonest gain, which you have acquired, and at the bloodshed, which is among you. Can your heart endure, or can your hands be strong in the days that I will deal with you? I, the Lord, have spoken and will act. I will scatter you among the nations. I will disperse you through the lands, and I will consume your uncleanness from you. You will profane yourself in the sight of the nations, and you will know that I am the Lord." So that last little part there, "and you will know that I'm the Lord." So here we have the bloody city, and God is saying to Ezekiel that you have done so many things. You've defiled yourself. You've done abominations. You have bloodshed, idolatry, oppression. You profane those things that are holy. The sins are both vertical against God and horizontal against their neighbor. Violence, unjust gain, sexual immorality, and abuse of the vulnerable are all the things that they had taken place in. So God does not look respectable sins, and he brings specific charges so that his people see their guilt and lose every excuse. So here we have the charges brought against the bloody city. It would be kind of like if an attorney stood up in court and started reading the charges against you. There was no vagueness. It was very clear. Everything was documented and was exposed. And he says, I'm going to do this so that you may know that I am the Lord. So think about that for a moment. Do you think God is taking our sin, our areas of reproach, and he's correcting us so that we may know that he is the Lord? I believe he still does these things. So let's keep reading. Verse 17. And the word of the Lord came to me saying, son of man, the house of Israel has become a dross to me. All of them are bronze and tin and iron and lead in the furnace. They are the dross of silver. Look at that. They are the dross of silver. Therefore, thus says the Lord God, because of all you have become dross, therefore, behold, I am going to gather you into the midst of Jerusalem. As they gather silver and bronze and iron and lead and tin into the furnace to blow fire on it in order to melt it. So I will gather you in my anger and in my wrath, and I will lay you there and melt you. I will gather you and blow on you with the fire of my wrath, and you will be melted in the midst of it. As silver is melted in the furnace, so you will be melted in the midst of it, and you will know that I am the Lord, have poured out my wrath upon you. Again, what does he say? He says, I want you to know that I am the Lord, your God. See, he's disciplining his nation. Now, we have talked about this many times over the last few weeks. God has a nation, Israel. God has his church, the bride. And God also has the nation of the bride, and we are grafted into that nation. So Israel, once God's treasured possession, is now described as dross. In other words, it's just that scum on the top of it. The worthless impurities skimmed off molten metals. God will use the siege and fall of Jerusalem as a furnace. His burning wrath is pictured as the blast that heats the metal until the impurities are all exposed. So think about how God's judgment is not only punitive, but purifying. He loves his people enough to burn away what keeps them from reflecting his holiness. And let's think about how God does that in us today. Where is God turning up the heat in our lives, in our church, not to destroy us, but to burn away every area of compromise? Okay. I know I'm moving quick, so I'd encourage you to go back and read this, but let's read 23 to the end of the chapter. And the word of the Lord came to me saying, son of man, say to her, you are a land that is not cleansed or rained on in the day of indignation. There is a conspiracy of her prophets in her midst, like a roaring lion tearing the prey. They have devoured lives. They have taken treasure and precious things. They have made many widows in their midst. Her priests have done violence to my law and have profaned my holy things. They have made no distinction between the holy and the profane. That's very important. And they have not taught the difference between the unclean and the clean. Very important. And they hide their eyes from the Sabbath, and I am profaned among them. Her princes within her are like wolves, tearing the prey by shedding blood and destroying lives in order to get dishonest gain. Her prophets have smeared whitewash for them, seeing false visions and divining lies for them, says the Lord. Thus said the Lord God, when the Lord has not spoken, the people of the land have practiced oppression and committed robbery. They have wronged the poor and needy and have oppressed the sojourner without justice. Now, here we go. Here's our verse of the day. I searched for a man among them who would build up the wall and stand in the gap before me for the land so that I would not destroy it, but I found none. Thus, I have poured out my indignation on them. I have consumed them with the fire of my wrath. Their way I have brought upon their heads, declares the Lord. So Ezekiel finally says, or in the closing part here, says that no one is willing to stand in the gap. Even the priest or the pastors, you might say, they haven't taught the people the difference between what's clean and unclean. Man, isn't that just like us today? We need to be a church that knows the difference between holiness and a lack of holiness. So we need to stand in that gap for our communities and for those around us today. And understand this. This is a picture of systemic failure. No faithful leaders, no intercessors, and no one to repair the spiritual walls. Christ centered landing. Ezekiel's no one prepares us to see Jesus as the true man who stands in the gap, our high priest, our intercessor, and our righteous king, bearing judgment to that so that a purified people can be formed. And so let's end with this. Are you willing to be a person who stands in the gap in prayer, in repentance, and in courageous truth, telling in your sphere of influence? How can your church or your ministry cultivate leaders who resist dishonest gain, protect the vulnerable, and keep holy and common distinct? Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we just thank you for this day, and we do stand in the gap today. We intercede for the state of Washington. We pray that every single individual will come to repentance, know the difference between that which is clean and that which is unclean, that which is holy and that which is unholy, that which is truth and that which is a lie. We pray that over every citizen, every leader, over our governor, Bob Ferguson, over every individual in this state, God, even in our own hearts, let us humbly look to ourselves and allow the Holy Spirit to convict us of any unrighteousness. You are a holy God. You will bring your wrath upon us if we don't turn to you. So we turn to you and ask that you apply the blood of Jesus over the state of Washington. In Jesus' name, amen. Go out there and defend and advance biblical values in the public square. God bless.
You love our beautiful state, but does fighting for issues that most affect families ever feel like you're climbing alone? It can feel like an uphill climb in a hostile environment that champions causes detrimental to Washington families. Again and again, the summit feels out of reach, but you don't have to climb alone. With like-minded people fighting for Washington families by your side, the journey becomes not just possible, but powerful. The Defender app, brought to you by the Family Policy Institute of Washington, connects you with your team for the climb ahead. Connect with conservatives who care about issues affecting families in your specific county and across our state in order to make our voices be heard locally and in Olympia. Simply click Learn to stay informed about the latest news affecting families. With one click, press Huddle to team up with other conservative minds in your specific county who care about how these issues affect you and your unique community. Then simply press Activate to get involved and to make your voice heard on legislation that matters in Olympia. With the Washington Defender app, you won't face the fight alone. Together, we can make a difference for families in Washington. Download the Washington Defender app today, a simple way to let your voice be heard.